This is your Dr. Lovejoy, and in this session, you'll find that you subconsciously want something up your ass. I want you to close your eyes, get comfortable, lay back, sit in a comfortable chair, and just relax. Let all your stress go away. Listen to me closely. Follow my words. Take a few deep breaths. In and out. Just relax. Just let yourself go. Allow yourself to go deep. Your conscious mind may not even realize what it's doing, but it doesn't really matter. As it does matter what your subconscious is going to decide that it's doing. By now, your subconscious should be very comfortable with my voice. You're here. You find yourself listening. Or maybe you're actually just hearing. Maybe you're just here out of curiosity. Maybe you're just doing this on a personal dare after you saw the title of the session. Maybe the only reason that you're listening is because you actually get turned on by the thought of taking it in the ass. But here you are listening, so the reason doesn't really matter, does it? And as you listen, you're going to feel that growing desire to take it up your ass. Perhaps you're experienced it having things up your ass, and you're just eagerly anticipating having the desire increase by listening to me and hearing my voice. Or maybe this is actually your first introduction to having something up your butt. That might be even a little hard for you to imagine at this time, but almost everyone has put something in their ass at one time or another, usually out of horny curiosity. But whether you're experienced at it or considering it for the first time, one thing is certain. Listening to this file and listening to my voice, focusing on it, you're going to feel a growing desire to have something up your ass. You can't resist it. You can actually almost feel something up your ass right now. And it feels really good, doesn't it? You want more. You might even have something right next to you right now that you're waiting just to shove up your ass as soon as I give you the trigger word to do it. You're waiting for that chance. But it's possible that you're just going to sit there and try to resist what I say as long as you can. You know, the longer that you try and resist me, the stronger the desire is going to become. Because the thought's always going to be there. You want something up your ass. You're not even going to be satisfied until you have it. Because the thought and the desire for something up your ass, that's going to keep grabbing your attention at various times, all day long, every day, until you satisfy it. Perhaps you'll be driving. Maybe you'll be at work in a meeting. You might be sitting there in the shower. Maybe you're watching TV, in the movie theater. It's going to happen suddenly. All of a sudden, you're going to stop and think that you need something up your ass. You're going to be craving something up your butt. A deep craving. A burning desire. It's going to be as though your cock, your balls, all your sex organs have been moved up inside of your ass. And there's really only one way to satisfy this longing. You want to be touched. There's only one way. It's going to be up your ass. At all different times of the day, maybe night, second that you wake up, during lunch, you're going to have that sudden urge and that yearning desire to have something up your ass. It's going to come at any time. There's going to be no warning at all. But there is one time when the desire is going to be strongest, and that time is going to be completely inescapable. It's going to consume you. You're going to be so filled with desire to have something up your butt. And that's when you're masturbating or having sex. When you're masturbating, you're going to fantasize about taking it in your ass. You're going to be consumed with that desire for something up your butt. And as you jerk yourself off, all you're going to be able to think about is how nice it would be, how good it would feel to have something up your ass. And if you try to think of a woman while you masturbate, all you're really going to be able to think about is having her take a strap on or take a dildo and shove it up your ass. If you try to think of a man while you masturbate, all you're going to be able to think about is him sticking his cock in your ass, fucking you in the butt, and nothing else will do because you need something up your ass. You want something in your butt. You have to have something up your ass. You need something up your butt. You want something up your butt. You have to have something up your butt. You're going to start thinking about going to a porn toy store. You're going to immediately want a new butt plug or a vibrator, any kind of sex toy that you can stick in your ass, as long as it's something that's going to fit up your butt. You start to think of how good it would be to get that butt plug, maybe one of those small ones. Just leave it in your ass all day and night. You start making those plans to get yourself that to-go butt plug so you can use it everywhere. Any kind of toy, just anything you can put in your ass. You can't even go to the grocery store without walking down the produce aisle and looking at those vegetables thinking, which one of these could I put up my ass? You know it won't last, though. You can only use it once, but it might suffice for the next time you masturbate, or at least until you can get something more durable to put up your ass. Maybe something nice and long and thin like a carrot. Maybe a nice cucumber. They come in all sizes, so you could easily get one that suits your needs. And nobody would have to know that you were buying something to stick up your ass. Whatever you do, one thing is certain that we both know. You feel that you need something up your butt. You know, the next time that you masturbate, you're actually going to need something up your ass. You're going to be yearning and craving for something up your butt. Don't be disappointed. Plan ahead. Because you know now. You know that the next time you masturbate, you're going to just feel completely empty and unfulfilled. And you won't really get off unless you've got something to put up your ass. And each time you jerk off, every single time you masturbate without something to put up your ass, you can't help but think of how much better it would be. You need something up your ass to get that maximum orgasm. It's going to become an obsession. It's going to be the only thing you think about until you finally find something to shove up your butt. Ah, at last, you found something. You've got something to stuff up your ass when you masturbate. You can hardly wait to try it. And you know you're about to have the best orgasm ever. You lube up your ass nice and good. Of course, you've got your lubes. You like to start to tease it, maybe with your finger, whatever it is. You want to tease it and get it ready because it's about to have something put up there. You start to slide your finger or your toy in just a little bit. You feel yourself getting more horny than ever before. You start to masturbate. And this time, you've got something there to go up your ass. And you use it. The sensation's incredible. The pleasurable sensation that's starting to come from having something up your ass while you masturbate, it's so good. In fact, it's so good, it's the best ever, that it's beyond description. It's that good. Having something up your ass is that good. It's so pleasurable. You want this to last forever. But it can't last forever. and you start to orgasm. You start to come, and it's the best orgasm ever. It's so good. It's the best orgasm you've actually ever had. And even as it ends, you start thinking about when you can do it again. And even as you're thinking about when you can do it again, when can you next masturbate with something up your ass? You try and resist. You just try and resist because you know without absolute certainty that the second time you come with that something up your ass, it's going to be impossible after that to ever come again without something up your ass. That's right. Every single time you orgasm with something up your butt, it will seem like the best orgasm ever. But the second time you do it, the second time you orgasm with something up your ass, never again will you be able to orgasm without something up your butt. From that time on, you're going to need something up your ass before you can actually orgasm. You want it. You want it so bad. But you know what happens the second time you give in. The second time that you give in and orgasm with something in your ass, it's going to be the only way you can orgasm from that moment on. And still listening to this, you're still going to listen to this again and again. And you're going to keep listening because you're so incredibly turned on by thinking about taking it up the ass. You keep listening because the idea of taking it in the ass is such a deep desire. It's forever a part of you and a part of what you've become and who you are. And that's why you're going to listen again and again and again to this file. Because you're going to be completely consumed with the desire to take it in the ass. And next time you have sex with someone, it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, doesn't matter their gender. All you're going to be able to think about is one thing. That you need something up your butt. The desire will be so strong that even if you are fucking your partner, your best lover, you're going to have one thought in your mind. And that's how much better it would be if you had something up your ass. You want to be careful because you know that second time that you orgasm with something up your ass, you're going to be cursed with this spell to need something up your ass before you can orgasm. But those orgasms, when you have something up your ass, are so strong. They're so good and pleasurable that eventually you're going to give in and let it happen. Every time you orgasm, you want to be with something up your ass. It's the only kind of orgasm you ever want to have. It's the kind of orgasm you have when you take it up the ass. You can't help but think about it now. You need something up your ass. Doesn't matter what it is, because you have to have it. It could be a butt plug, can be a vibrator, prostate massager, can be a vegetable, a carrot, I don't really care, it doesn't really matter. Could be another man's cock. It doesn't matter. All that matters is the next time you masturbate or have sex, you've got something to go up your ass. You need something to go up your butt the next time you orgasm. It's a necessary part of your thoughts. You can't resist it. You can't masturbate or have sex without thinking of something up your ass. Because when you orgasm with something up your ass, it's the most beautiful, powerful, intense orgasm ever. And when you orgasm a second time with something up your ass, from that time on, you will be unable to orgasm without something up your butt. But you don't care, because you want it so bad that you actually welcome it. You need it. You have to have it. You're determined to get it. You're determined to take it up the ass. And it feels so good listening to my voice. You love listening to my voice. But you also know that soon it'll be time to get up. Soon you will have this unquenchable desire to have something up your ass. And soon you're going to have to do something about it. So you're going to have to start getting up. Just a little bit at a time. When you get up, there's really going to be one thought foremost in your mind. And that's just how much you really want to take it in the ass. You're going to wake up with a really strong desire to have something up your butt. And that desire will get stronger and stronger until you satisfy it. And after you satisfy it by having an orgasm with something up your ass, you will be unable to resist the desire to do it again as soon as possible. And even though when you do, you'll no longer be able to orgasm without something up your ass. I'm going to count now from 1 to 5. With each number I say, you're going to become a little bit more awake. 1, starting to come 2. Your mind is just starting to return to its normal state of consciousness. 2, you're a little more awake. You're starting to notice your body and the longing in you to take something up your ass. 3, more and more awake. You feel both your mind and your body begin to stir. 4, you're more aware of your surroundings. 5, you're awake and refreshed and feel something new inside.